UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Valerie Amos says it will take months to repair the damage to the UN's infrastructure caused by the Israeli offensive against Gaza. 97 UN facilities, including health centers and schools, have been damaged in the Israeli war on Gaza since July the 8th. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have held a demonstration in support of the resistance against Israeli protesters who were waving Hamas flags, chanted slogans in support of the resistance movement. They also condemned the atrocities committed by the Israeli forces in their attacks on the territory. Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan has called on his supporters to launch a civil disobedience campaign in order to force Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif out of office. In a speech to a gathering of thousands of protesters in Islamabad, Khan also asked the crowd not to pay taxes or utility bills. Iraqi officials say Kurdish forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have retaken the country's largest dam from Takfiri ISIL militants. This is the Pentagon has confirmed the strikes near the Mosul Dam. ISIL militants seized the dam, which provides electricity and irrigation water, last week. The British Prime Minister says the ISIL Takfiri terrorists are a direct threat to Britain and has vowed to use all of the country's military prowess to halt its advance. David Cameron added that the UK should lead a diplomatic effort with all regional powers, perhaps even Iran, to tackle the insurgency threat. Ukraine confirms that a government fighter jet has been shot down by pro-Russian forces near the eastern city of Luhansk after it launched an attack on their positions. Meanwhile, at least 10 civilians have been killed in Donetsk over the past 24 hours as government forces continue their offensive. In Libya, rival militia factions exchange fire in the capital Tripoli despite the international appeals for a ceasefire. Gunfire and shelling were heard throughout the day, particularly near the airport. The militias have been battling for power since longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi was toppled in 2011. Two opinion polls show that Scotland's voters are narrowly divided on whether to leave the United Kingdom 1 month before a referendum. The results of the polls published on Sunday found support for independence growing ahead of the September 18th plebiscite. The surveys put support for independence at between 38% and 42%.